जय राधा माधव कुंजाबी हानी जय राधा मा जय राधा माधव कुंजाबी हानी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारे गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारे यशोर नंदन व्रज चंद्रंजन यशोर नंदन व्रज चंद्रंजन यमुना जीरा वन शादी यमुना जीरा वन शादी जय राधा माधव कुंजा बिहारी जय जय राधा माधव कुंजा बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लव गिरिवर धारे गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारे यशोर नंदन व्रज चंद्रंजन यशोर नंदन व्रज चंद्रंजन यमुना तीर मन चारी यमुना तीर मन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंजा बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारे यशोद नंदन व्रज चंद्रंजन यशोद नंदन व्रज चंद्रंजन यमुना तीर मन चारे हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे 하리도 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 노라리바 시라 브라우파르 키자이 아난타 고티 바이샤나브 빈다 키 시시 판차 타트파 키자이 고우라 브레마난데 All glorious city assembled devotees All glorious city assembled devotees All glorious Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga Hare Krishna. So, are we all set up with translation? Those who are hearing true Slovenian. Yeah, everything okay? Good. All right, I think we could take this away. Okay, so what are we doing today? First, I will share with you a dream which I had. Let's leave it here. I had this very strange dream. In this dream, I was in a place called Ljubljana. What's so funny about that? And in this dream, suddenly I could speak fluent Slovenian. It was only a dream. Don't get your hopes up. So in this dream, I'm out on the street in central Ljubljana. And it's a beautiful day, like today, sunshiny. And I can speak nice Slovenian, so I feel no fear to approach people, and ask them something. And I have a question in my mind. I want to ask people, excuse me, because this is a question that Srila Prabhupada liked to ask as a kind of challenge, but also with the intention of waking people up. And the question was, dear madam or dear sir, so please tell me, what do you understand is the goal of life? Nice question. So you would think that people of Slovenia, because Slovenian people are very intelligent people, yes? that they would have, you know, very insightful answers to my question, what is the goal of life? I was disappointed. Huh? Even in the dream, I was disappointed. In my disappointment, I woke up. And as I woke up, I completely forgot my power to speak Slovenian. But as I was reflecting on this question and on the answers that I received, I thought we need to do something about this. We need to help people to understand something about the goal of life. And it occurred to me that the sorts of goals that the people were talking about could maybe have something to do with goals of life which are described in Vedic literature. So this got me thinking more. Maybe we can explore these standard goals of life to understand something better about them ourselves. And perhaps we can come to our own conclusions about what is the goal of life. Does that sound like a good idea? So today, we have a special opportunity to hear from some special qualified experts on the subject of the goal of life. You don't look very surprised. So we're going to invite these specialists to come, and they will we'll have a discussion. This is the Goal of Life School. We are just opening now a Goal of Life School in Ljubljana, Slovenia. Arrivo. Okay, are we ready? So we're going to first of all introduce, maybe they're not in the correct order, but I'm going to introduce first of all Professor Artacharya. Please stand up and let's give him a big hand, Professor Artacharya. Arta. Okay. For those who are not familiar with these terms, these are Sanskrit terms, we'll be learning about them, so don't worry. Okay. From here, I'm going to invite you to introduce our further experts, okay?
Okay, next expert is Dharma.
Dharmacharya. Where is our Dharmacharya? Dharmacharya.
Then there is Kama Acharini.
Kama Acharini.
Moksha
Charini. Very good. So I think we can all take a seat. We have. We're sorry we don't have proper acharya asanas for everyone. Okay, starting here with Dharma Arta. Okay, in that order. Right. Well, I thought we'd have a video camera on them, but I guess not. No? Our videographer didn't come today. Oh, well. Okay, we'd like to have a bit of a discussion, and because unfortunately this was only a dream where I could, speak fluent Slovenian, so I'm back to English. So I've asked our acharyas if they would be so kind for my benefit to speak English. So my apologies to the Slovenian audience and Slovenian language. We have microphones, so you'll be heard, and translation is here, but hopefully everything will work out as hoped. Okay? Yes. So these are acharyas. Acharya means one who is a teacher and one who is teaching by example. Teaching by example. Yeah, so these, you know, are not just they're not just teaching by theory, but also by practice. They know their subject inside and out, right? So what we'd like to do, to start things off, what we want to do in general is to get an understanding, all of us, a better understanding of what are called the Purusha Arthas. Purusha means human. Well, it can mean person, can mean also male person, but here we'll just say person. And then artha, in its general sense, means aim or goal. So again, I was asking people Prabhupada's question, which is, what is the goal of life? There was a discussion on this subject in ancient times in the Mahabharata. Some of you will know that the Pandavas had to leave their palace and go to the forest for 12 years. And during this time, they, in the Mahabharata it's described, they had a lot of time in the forest. And during some of this time, they would have extended discussions on different topics. And one of the subjects they had, and it became something of an argument among the different Pandava brothers, is on this subject, what is the goal of life? And one would represent dharma, one would represent artha, one would represent kama, and one would represent moksha. All right, so we're in effect reenacting that ancient discussion. But this is not ancient India. This is modern 21st century, right? I'm still back in the 20th century. Sorry. 21st century Slovenia, Europe, European Union, right? So what does this have to do with us? Let us see if we can find out if it has anything to do with us. Okay? Yes. Da?
Yeah.
All right, so what I'd like to ask is if you could, each one of you, one after another, first, very briefly, introduce yourself, just to say something of who you are, what it is you are about. Okay? Who shall we start with? Let's start with Dharma, shall we?
I don't know what to say.
He's tongue-tied. You can introduce yourself.
So I'm representing Dharma?
No, you are Dharma.
Okay.
Don't be shy. This is not a time to be shy.
What to say? I'm the most important among the four.
Ah, he's already starting. He wants to start. He wants to start an argument here. Okay.
And, without me, all the others are just without like a building without a foundation.
Whoa. Uh-oh. All right. Those sound like kind of fighting words, but. For those of us who may not know, can you give a short definition of Dharma for us?
So dharma is kind of inwoven into the core of every being. So it's the most inner,
Dharma himself, he doesn't know how to talk about it. He's very humble, Dharma. Some people translate the word Dharma as religion. Would you agree with that?
Yes, but it's much more than just a religion.
Okay, we'll hear more about that later, but for now, okay, we'll use the word.
Okay.
We can use the word religion. Okay, thank you.
Hi, Artha.
Sri Artacharya.
I represent wealth, well-being, comfort, money.
Money.
Yes.
Euros.
Whatever is great in this world.
Whatever is great in the world.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All great things.
Mm-hmm.
In society especially.
Mm-hmm.
Big architecture, also great people, powerful people I represent.
Uh-huh. Mm. Okay. All right, that's good for now. We'll get more later. Yes, so Shrimati Kamadevi Acharya.
I'm Kama, and I think the biggest misconceptions in society is about Kama, because people think very narrow about me. They think that it's just sense gratification, but I'm much more than this. I'm enjoyment, I'm satisfaction, I'm affection. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Something. Okay. That's quite... I can see there's going to be quite some discussion here. But all of this may just be nothing compared to what Moksha wants to offer.
Well, I'm Moksha Acharini.
She had to check. She had to look down to see her. No, am I really Moksha?
And this is what people achieve actually after they hard work with my neighbors. Because Moksha means liberation, so after hard work is coming, relax.
Oh, okay. So moksha means relaxation.
Yeah, something like liberation from hard work.
Liberation from hard work, okay.
All and right. Anxiety and austerities.
Uh-huh, okay. Sounds, yeah. I don't know. That could be interesting. Moksha. All right. So we've got a brief introduction from everyone. Now, I want to get some discussion going here. In the Mahabharata version of this discussion, there is a bit of a sense of competition. And the competition is for which one is in first place. Oh, they're scheming already. They're saying, let's you and I team up. We can work together and we can defeat the other two. Right?
No, no.
No, no. No, no, no. We don't have anything like that. Okay, so I think, again, we'll start with the Dharmacharya. And you already started to make your argument before, so maybe you can elaborate. We need to be persuaded of your point. Remember, we're talking about the goal of life, the human goal of life. A drum roll, please.
Well, if you don't follow Dharma, then all the rest is nonsense. It's not going to take you anywhere, bring you anywhere.
Okay, why is that the case?
Because human society cannot function and it cannot properly bring forth the development of the other three if Dharma is not followed at the first place.
But why? Why is that so?
Because it's the basis of civilized life.
Uh-huh. Okay. What makes it the basis of civilized life?
Because it allows human society to work together and to achieve some greater planes, uh-huh. which would be otherwise impossible if we would work on our own.
Okay, so cooperation
yes.
is based, comes out of Dharma. Yeah?
Yeah.
Cooperation. Cooperation. So the goal of life has to do with learning to cooperate.
Yes. Because without cooperation, we are not... there's no civilization.
And the purpose of human life is civilization.
Well, this then brings us to the point that this cooperation breeds then some greater states of consciousness for uh-huh. the whole society.
Uh-huh, greater states of consciousness. Artacharya, do you want to say anything about greater states of consciousness in terms of Artha? Can you illuminate something in that regard?
Greater states of consciousness, that's not really what I believe in.
that was so honest, wasn't it? That's what I like, somebody who's just honest. No, I don't believe in greater states of anything, consciousness, whatever.
Some who cannot be successful, they turn in different areas, like Dharma, they turn into different elevation of consciousness. But
only people who are not successful.
Yes. Uh-huh. Apparently, there are some people who are misguided, who are wrongly directed in life. So they're a little bit not fortunate because they don't have correct information that actually the meaning of existence is to enjoy and to...
Oh,
you know, and then
I thought that was Kama's department.
Yes, the point is, Kama is based on me. That's what I'm getting to.
Okay.
So, Kama and I are friends. Kama depends on me. But I'm superior to Kama because...
But you were scheming with Dharma.
And then... I just no, that wasn't scheming. That was a scheming.
Oh, okay.
The point is, karma depends on me.
Uh-huh.
Because if you don't have belongings, if you don't have opulence, then how will you enjoy? But I agree that the happiness is enjoyment, not elevation of consciousness, not following some rules. Dharma is referring also to certain rules, no?
So with Artha, there's no rules?
Not necessary, because dharmic rules, I believe they're very strict, but only by following some rules, then,
uh-huh.
you know. But artha, that means the immediate benefit.
Uh-huh.
Artha means, yeah.
So it's artha means the rule of the jungle. Yes?
Not completely.
Dog,
but that's the value.
Dog eat dog.
But that's the essential value.
Fish eat fish.
It's essential value. Economy.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That's the basis. But then if you need some help of others, you may accept that.
Right.
But dharma as elevation of consciousness or some rules or that doesn't have real purpose without the real goal of life.
Rules for rules' sake.
Yeah, rules for rules' sake. And then sometimes they make big yagyas and they sacrifice and they give in charity and all these things. But there's no scientific proof that that works.
Oh, scientific proof.
No, Artha is more like
Artha is
mathematics.
Scientific. It's mathematics.
It's like clear. It's like proven thing.
It's proven.
You buy something, and then you sell it, and you charge more, and then you get more. So it's simple logic, right? It's no
it's
need
business.
For any. It's business. Business. That's only one example, but that's basic principle trade.
Okay. So Artacharya has said that he is friends with Karma Devi Acharya. Kama, not karma. What am I saying? So do you want to comment on this?
I agree that we can be friends with Artha Prabhu.
Artha Prabhu?
But I don't agree that I depend on him. I think that maybe we can make cooperation. It would be nice, but I wouldn't say that I depend on him.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
Because
independent.
Yeah.
Independent woman.
Because if Artha is without me, it's like senseless. Because even if you have a lot of money, but you cannot enjoy. So, what is that? What is the purpose? I'm the one who is representing enjoyment, satisfaction, well-being, all these nice things.
You say well-being.
Yes.
Artha, do you want to say something about well-being?
That's more my area.
Uh-oh. We have a competition. Whose territory is well-being?
Is my area, because well-being is connected with things, with house, with place where we live, with also with people that we associate, that we have around us, and
right.
That's if you want to have the thing about Artha is so complete. You can actually, if you have a lot of it, then you can buy things like friendship and love.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah?
People who have a lot of money have a lot of friends, and people love them. This is obvious, I think.
Artha, do you want to comment on this? I mean, karma. I'm getting mixed up now. Karma.
Yes, again, you can buy it, but will you enjoy? I will bring you joy. You know, you can buy, but so what?
I kind of agree that we are really closely connected, right?
I
never excluded karma from the equation.
I see.
It's important. It's important element in the whole thing.
So, Moksha Devi Acharya, I think it's your turn now to straighten us all out.
What to say?
She's already liberated. There's nothing to say.
It's Kali Yuga. And I'm not so much, wanted in this time. So only rare people are asking me, approaching me for some advice.
For shelter.
Yes.
So you're not gonna fight your position, because anyway it's the age of Kali. Nobody's gonna understand.
Well, very little, but they are the top. I mean, they are really intelligent.
You might get accused of being an elitist.
Yes.
Yes, she says. Okay, well, here in Slovenia, we're also very elitist. Only Slovenians can understand what you're saying today. So go ahead, give it to them. Why this should be their goal of life.
Well, you see, these my three neighbors, they are very good. And mostly of people, they are going to them for taking shelter. But while they are doing their stuff and teaching them, these old people, they have to take again burn, to be born again and again and again. But when they come to me, I teach them how to become liberated, yes, from this taking birth again and again and again.
Okay, so before we were hearing about a friendship between Artha and Kama, and so there was some kind of link between the two of them. Now you're saying, you're lumping all three of them into one pot, into one category.
Yes.
Saying that whatever people get from them is going to give them what?
New samsara.
New samsara. I heard samsara is a popular rock group. Anyway, so Dharma, do you want to respond to that? That's quite an accusation.
Yes, I will respond. Yeah, so this moksha, she just thinks about herself, and she cannot actually make a big contribution to everyone. And this is where I come and save the day. So, because...
Dharmacharya to the rescue!
Because with me, if people follow me, there is a structure and everybody gets benefited. So... we know that if we work together, then we can make great things. And if people follow me, then everyone, even as individuals, as also groups, become elevated much faster. and they, in this way, they get benefited in their path back to Godhead.
Okay, fine. Now, did I hear an accusation that you made against Moksha, that she's about selfishness?
Yes, because...
That's because a pretty heavy accusation.
She cannot reach to the masses, and this is her...
The main masses? Oh,
yes.
Yeah, she
this
said she's
main.
Elitist, right? Mm. Uh-oh. Moksha, do you want to respond
She's
to
like
that?
A cherry on the cake, but I'm the backbone of the whole society.
Cherries and backbones. Okay, Moksha, do you want to say... You've been accused of being... Now you've said yourself you're elitist, but now you're being accused of being selfish.
Well, cannot exist elita without to be selfish. So must be selfish to be elita. Otherwise...
So you're admitting to being selfish?
Yes, I am.
Yeah? Wow, she's so unapologetic. So unpolitically correct. Arta, you want to comment on this?
So she's saying that that you get samsara, you get another birth. Mm-hmm. But why not another birth?
Why not another birth? Oh, why not another birth?
Well, I give life that everyone wants.
Uh-huh.
That is, everyone is comfortable and enjoying. So why want something else? Maybe another life, equally opulent or more opulent?
Mm.
Yeah, in this case, I would connect with Dharma, because in Dharma, in rules of Dharma, there are some tricks there.
Some tricks?
That you can help yourself.
Arta sounds like a really good politician. Sometimes he goes with Kama, and sometimes he goes with Dharma. It all depends.
I mean, where's the fun in Moksha?
Where's the fun in Moksha? I know what Moksha's going to say. She's going to say, fun? Who cares about fun?
Nice. Like, even if Moksha says she knows greater pleasure than we know, like, we don't accept really that, because it's our experience. It's like, what can be greater pleasure than, you know, a society and wealth?
Right. Okay. Kama Devi, do you want to comment about the accusation about samsara?
I was thinking actually that what kind of people want to get liberated? Those are the people who are tired of this life, who are usually unsuccessful. Uh-huh. That's why they just they can't wait when they will get liberated.
Uh-huh. But it's for the failures.
Yeah, exactly.
Whoa.
So if they have me, they really are enjoying, they are in pleasure, and there is no need to dream about some liberation or something like this. What exactly is liberation? Nobody knows this.
Nobody knows,
yeah,
because
nobody's knows.
Ever been liberated.
Yeah, exactly.
So Moksha, Shrimati Moksha, do you want to comment to some of these? They're making more and more accusations about you. I think they're actually a little bit insecure in your presence. What do you think?
Well, I agree with Kama. To me, approach people who are really exhausted and they have enough of material life. And it's not so many people like this.
Uh-huh. So it's good to be a failure in
yes.
material life.
Yes.
Okay, but it seems like we see more and more material failures in the world today, as we see the increase of the haves become more and more distant from the have-nots. The people with more are getting more, and the people with less are getting less. So wouldn't that mean more and more people become interested in moksha?
Well, I hope so.
I hope so.
But time will
hope against show. Hope. Okay. I have another question for all four of you, and that is, how is it that your position makes a person a good person? People who talk about ethics, about, you know, what it is that makes human beings something special. Because again, this is about the goal of life. What is the goal of life? And many people will say, well, we need to become good. So my question to you all now is, what is it about your particular path, your goal, which makes a person good? Starting with Shriman Dharmacharya.
So my path is the best because people are regulated and they are properly situated. And in this way, they know how to behave to each other, and they don't, go beyond the boundaries, and it's somehow controlled path to happiness.
Happiness, okay. We didn't talk about happiness yet,
and
not directly, but maybe Kama will say something about that later.
And because it sort of encloses the whole structure of all living beings, not just humans, it's beneficial for all automatically.
So are you saying that people essentially need to be controlled, which means that people are not essentially good, but if they're controlled, they will act as if they're good? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, and that and then this will bring them to the platform of actually being good.
Oh, they'll actually become good. At what point does that happen? Is there a conversion moment? One day I wake up having practiced Dharma for the last 3,000 lives.
Yes.
And one day I will wake up, bling!
When our surroundings become so much influential on our consciousness, then we will also change. And we will...
So first the whole world has to follow Dharma, and then I'll be good.
No, first just one person, and then from this person, everybody else will gradually become the same like him.
Okay. All right. Artacharya ji?
It appears that Dharma admits to being imprisoned, and now he needs to follow so many rules and being supervised by gods or whatever. And then perhaps he's going to become free. But my principle is a little bit more easy.
Easy?
Yes. Because all these rules, through Artha, you become actually liberated. You don't need to feel like you're imprisoned and you have to follow certain...
Okay, but our question is about goodness, not liberation.
And the point is that what's good is what helps you in accumulation of wealth, power. Chanakya Pandit said, no? That you can, if you want, you need to eat ghee, you need to enjoy it again, then you can also steal.
I think that was Charvaka.
Charvaka, whatever. Yes, Charvaka, because he's my big friend. He's teaching special type of philosophy of enjoyment.
Yeah.
And is
atheistic, I believe.
Yes. Hedonistic, basically.
Yes. Now it all comes out.
So whatever, it's more like what you feel. It's more like what is going to bring you into to better material situation.
Okay.
That's what's good.
It's a few minutes ago, he was friends with Dharma. I don't know what happened. Suddenly, we've got an atheist.
No, some elements. We use that. We are open. We are open-minded.
You'll use whatever you can.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Now, artha is not black and white thing.
Oh, it's not. It's all not gray.
It depends. It depends on the goal.
It's all great.
What's okay. Good, it depends on the goal. If the goal is according to artha, then whatever you do to get there, even if it may seem to dharma that may be immoral, that may not be good, that's still good.
Okay, let's move on to Srimati Kama Devi.
Well, there is nothing gray about karma. There is nothing gray because I'm bringing colors to life. I'm bringing juiciness in life.
So juice?
Yes.
Oh.
Because really, there is nothing gray about me. How long a person can follow dharma without enjoyment? So I'm here. It's like, and it's and
here.
The person who is satisfied, who is joyful, who is it's happy person, and such a person is very good person, basically.
Happy is good.
Yeah.
If you're happy, you're good.
No, because you are on this platform of holiness, you are full. There is nothing. How to say
wholeness or holiness?
Wholeness.
Wholeness.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Holiness. Wholeness.
Holiness. Yeah. Wholeness. Yeah.
Wholeness. Okay.
So
you're a whole person, and as a whole person, you're good.
Yeah. Satisfied. Joyful.
Okay.
You are good.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Sounds a little new agey. Yeah, popular today. Moksha Devi, goodness.
Well, since I'm working on level of soul, so people who take shelter in me, they can realize that they are not this body and they are soul, so they can connect better themselves with the Supreme Soul and understand that they are not this body, and then they can become really happy and also help to others, because they are not
limited.
They are not limited on some pious activities or some money or some sense satisfaction. Even if this disappeared during the time, they are still happy.
Uh-huh. Now, as soon as you mentioned Supreme Soul, I saw Artha shaking his head in profound disbelief. Right? That was you shaking your head. But maybe we don't have time to go into a discussion on that level, whether or not. Anyway, we'll leave that for another time. But I think, considering the passage of time, that I want to open it now to our audience to see if any of you want to either pose a question to any of our acharyas, Or if you want to present a challenge to any and all of our acharyas, don't be shy. I know that Slovenians are not shy. Right?
I vote for Dharma.
Oh, we're getting a vote. We have a vote for Dharma. Is that what? Huh?
Moksha.
Uh-oh. Looks like we're going to have an argument here in the audience. Yes, Mahavir. Cooperate. All four of you cooperate. Now that's that.